The Douglas County Sheriff's Department says they're still sorting through the evidence after finding 15 to 25 pop bottles filled with explosive chemicals earlier this month. The Federal Bureau of Investigation office in Green Bay is examining chemicals in the bottles, but they're not saying what kind of chemicals. American Transmission Company project manager Peter Holtz says they're offering a $1,000 reward in the case.
We take this very seriously. We're very concerned about the threat of these to our personnel. It could have been injured people. So we're concerned about the safety of people on the line and the public, and we will prosecute the persons when they're caught to the fullest extent of the law.
No one was hurt when the bottles were recovered. They were scattered along the transmission line route. The controversial line has been the target of protests of property owners from Wausau to Superior and Duluth. But this is the first incident during construction. Holt says even so, the $420 million line is ahead of schedule and should be finished this year.
Weather has been a remarkable benefit to us. That's probably the biggest thing. We obviously planned for a lot of weather days over the last couple years and did not experience very many bad weather days, even winter or summer.
Holtz expects the line to be energized early next year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.